Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie, Patrick Nolan. Patrick, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
Good. Now, state your case, because I think people would have forgotten about this in one sense, Patrick. And from what you say here, people have forgotten about it. You say, I'm 71 years old, I'm 4'10". You obviously have to buy clothes of a certain size, isn't that right, Patrick?
When you can get them.
Okay, and what's the problem?
Well, I'll tell you, so the lady was on the last day, the first day, with the lady getting the suit cut, or the maid.
Oh, yeah.
Because the lady just mentioned that she buys gents trousers for comfort.
That's right.
And the first thing she does is she puts her hand in the pocket, see it deep enough.
Yeah.
And so on. And I said, right, that's me. When I get a trousers, 27, 28, which is very, very rare, except on stores, maybe once a year. And first thing I do is I put my hand in the pocket and I test my wallet in the back pocket when it's fit. Because for a long time, you couldn't, particularly in jeans, the pockets in some of the places, they'd only get the depth of your finger into them.
Okay, and what size waist do you take, Patrick?
I take 27, 28.
And can you get them? Where do you get in a man's...
I get in down stores.
In a man's fitting?
Yeah, I discovered recently.
A 28?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now also, you can't get a size 6 in a shoe anymore.
Is that your size in a shoe?
Yeah.
An adult shoe?
About 10 years ago that stopped.
A 6?
It's
gone?
Now 7.
And why is that? Are Irish people in general getting bigger?
I don't know.
So you're saying you can no longer... You used to be able to get a size 6 in an adult shoe. You can't now. For love or money?
No.
Okay, short sizes.
14 and a half was always my size collar. Now you get 15. I saw one short actually in pennies about 2 months ago. Maybe more, for last Christmas actually. And it was 14 and a half. I couldn't believe it. Also, as you mentioned this morning, the research earlier, petrol pumps.
Okay.
They're all now, these new pumps, you want to be 6 foot tall.
That's a very good point.
It lifts the thing out of the holder.
That's a very good point.
Also,
The petrol pumps are after getting taller.
Yeah.
And the nozzles are hung higher.
What I'd love to know, Joe, and ask these designers is, where did they think we went?
Yeah, and what's...
I bought two sweaters last year.
Okay.
In the shop down in Hill of Tower there. Two lovely Bonian sweaters.
Right.
And when I was buying them, the only size they normally did small, extra small, extra, extra small. They started. Mm. And they went all the way up to medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large.
Yeah.
So the only one she had in the shop was small.
Okay.
And she said to me, it was too big for me, obviously, but she said to me, there's one more. She said, to give up making them, she said, extra, extra. But there is one left over, she said, at Michael's other outlet at Newgrange.
Okay.
And again, bring it over, she said to him. He's coming over. So anyway, John landed back anyway. And I've worn that in about a year. But it's also a slight bit big. I would have needed actually the extra, extra small. But they've stopped making them. Why?
Because Irish people are getting bigger in general. Isn't it?
Yeah, but what happens to the poor sons that are left?
I know. Like you. And I hate, I don't think I've ever asked anyone this before. What are your total measurements? You're 4'10".
Yeah.
What weight are you, Patrick?
I'm 6 stone.
6 stone, okay.
Yeah. Another thing I just heard there.
You're 28 in a 27, 28, but you can only get a 28.
Yeah.
Your shoe size is 6. But what are you wearing now if you can't get a 6?
I'm wearing a pair of boots that size 6 that I bought. I bought actually 2 pairs of them. I'm on the second pair now.
Now, are they children's shoes?
No.
Okay, because you can't wear it. You have to have adult. Your short size is 14 and a half, which is very hard to get.
Yeah.
You get, well, why are you only getting small pockets in the trousers? What's that got to do with anything? Are they women's trousers you're selling?
In general, Joe, if I guarantee, if you go into a shop, maybe you mightn't find them your size. But if you look at, you will get, particularly in jeans, you get this short pocket. If you, you put your hand into it, like you're, when you're sitting down, it pops out. And if you think of it as well, Joe, trousers again, I guarantee if you go into the next, if you go into a loo, a public loo, or a hotel anywhere, and you go off to relieve yourself, I guarantee you every second person has to undo their belt.
Undo their belt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the flies aren't long enough.
The flies aren't good enough?
No.
Not long enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can write a list, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
It only started last. The thing that really started, first of all, was the shoes. Because I've seen lovely, style shoes I'd love to buy, but I can't. Their size is too big.
And Patrick, is 4'10" very unusual?
Well, I'm a post-polio patient.
Oh, polio,
yeah.
Had. Okay.
And in 1956.
Yeah, I remember it well, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying that get out this morning. I'm absolutely terrified of COVID. If I got that, I was gone.
If you get it, you're gone.
Yeah. Like, I can't understand this mask business. And I have to say, the local shop here in Supervalle, in Dunshaughlin, from day one, they've been absolutely outstanding.
Brilliant.
With mask making.
Brilliant.
Mary.
Yeah,
and the young guy on the door, who only lets so many people in.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
And the same my village shop here, local village.
And how else did the polio affect you, Patrick?
Well, I was paralyzed completely up the neck almost. And I slowly came back.
And what age were you when you contracted polio?
I was about 6.
Yeah.
I was about a year going to school. And I was 3 weeks in iron lung. That's why I used a ventilator at night.
And the iron lung was to help you breathe?
Yeah.
Do the breathing for you?
Yeah.
And have you still got lung issues?
Well, I used the ventilator at night.
Okay.
Because if I don't wear it, I use it, my blood oxygen level drops.
Yeah.
And it keeps it at a steady pace.
But I'm wondering, I'll come back to it, but why did they raise the height of the petrol nozzle on the petrol pump? Because it makes no odds.
I don't know. And also, when I'm on the height business, if you go up to a doorway, we have numerous occasions in Dublin, the intercom lock.
That's right.
You've had to put a finger around it up and shout up into it. You can't reach it.
What about shops?
Well, if I'm in the shop, say my local supermarket, even I've said today this morning, if I forget something off the top shelf, I may ask one of the assistants or someone's meeting me.
Okay.
No.
We forget that again.
Oh, yeah. You see, it's only when you're challenging yourself. And I'm only, that's only me.
Yeah.
There's thousands like me. Like, there are 7,000 polio survivors in Ireland registered. There could be double that amount.
7,000 registered. Yeah. Wow. And what about, you see, my image of polio was the calipers, the legs.
Yes, yeah.
And how are your legs and your back?
Oh, that's great. I couldn't stand up. I could only use my left arm, and I was nearly gone, like. So at that time they used to have in the paper at night. That's why the COVID report every night on with the numbers reminds me of that. It was Eden Herald did it. I know my next door neighbour, we didn't get the paper. And he'd come down every night with there were three columns.
Right.
It was getting worse, improving, and getting better.
Wow.
Something like that. And you were watching, you used to watch my number to get an indication of how I was doing.
It's almost like today.
Yeah, that's what I said. These numbers, COVID numbers, always remind me of it.
And you remember, Pat, remember little Willie?
Yeah, I was in hospital with him.
You're what?
He was in my group. Willie O'Reilly.
Yeah, there was a little Willie, wasn't
there?
Yeah,
yeah.
And he was, they made, he used to be the mascot.
The
mascot. Is that the
He was on the flag day tins.
On the flag day and on the collection boxes.
Yeah.
And little Willie in his crutches and his calipers.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was an actual person.
Oh, he was, yeah, I know.
I didn't know
he's still alive, actually, but Barry's not. Because I worked with him afterwards, and we both did the the watch and clock repair course.
Okay.
And I knew him then. I stayed in Lodgeville Mountain for a while. And
what was his name?
Willie O'Reilly.
Willie O'Reilly.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
And what did you work at yourself, Patrick?
Well, I worked in the clock and things for about maybe 10 years. And then with the advent of the battery watches and all that, that was kind of a...
Oh, you were a clock maker.
Yeah, we were a bit like the soldiers were discarded. But,
what you say? What's the fella say? I served me time as a clockmaker.
Yeah. But then I basically... I bummed around for 10, maybe from 1979 till 96. And I went back then, did the half-year course in Warrenstown College in horticulture.
Oh, great.
And I worked for maybe 10 years of that kind of business.
And sorry, Pat, when I have you, like, did polio victims get a pension or a pay? You know, did they get?
Another good point, Joe. I'm a kind of a local support group here in Avon.
Okay.
And a lot of that group can't get medical cards.
Can't get medical cards? But surely
they can't get the driving permit for parking your car. You have to fight tooth and nail.
If you have polio,
yeah,
you can't get a disabled parking permit.
No, not all people can. They've got the 213 doctors each time and no.
Oh, God.
It's,
So did the polio, I know they had a protest outside rehab here a few months ago, but did the polio community, and you said a support group, do they feel forgotten, Patrick?
They do in a sense.
Yeah, they do in a sense. All right. But anyway, you've raised a fascinating issue. Why is everything from intercoms on doors to handles on doors to nozzles on petrol pumps, why are they getting higher and higher and higher?
Yeah. I'd love to speak to some of the particularly clothes designers and shoemakers.
But you see, they'd say the population in that size category is doesn't give them the volume.
Carried one or two pair, you know.
They
use the customer's liquor forever.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
And how are you doing generally at the minute, Patrick?
Oh, I'm grand, Joe.
Good, man.
Just
yeah, good.
Okay,
then mind yourself. Well, you are, you're brilliant. You don't need me to say it to you because, as you said, COVID is a nightmare and you live in dread of it. Okay, Patrick, you've brought up a lot of issues there. A lot of issues. I appreciate that. And stay safe and stay well. That's Patrick Nolan. Where'd you say you are, Dunshaughlin?
Battersound is my village.
Battersound?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely place.
Well done to all the
And the big shout out is to Super Value Inn.
Dunshaughlin.
They were brilliant.
Absolutely outstanding.
Brilliant. And they were open right through the pandemic, like all the shops.
They were
brilliant.
Yeah.
They were brilliant and unsung. Go to Mila Margatafarig. That's Patrick Nolan. Thanks.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.